Thank you for inviting me to do the presentation of the studies. I am going to speak in Spanish and I have the slides in English. So I think this is a good compromise. As Frank has already explained, the results that I'm going to explain is the result of two surveys in the agri-food and the agricultural sector, plus the results of many surveys and the use of national data and European data as well. I am going to present the results divided in these two sectors, starting with the agricultural sector. Next slide, please. Now here we can see the main results. As Frank has already advanced, there is an important and relevant gap in the agriculture sector in Spain. We have estimated that this gap is between 3 and 6.4 billion euros. This is something that we can see in the green bars in the upper part of my slide. 87% of this gap is due to constrained access to medium and long-term loans. And this is something we can see in the blue bars in the same slide. Part of the explanation is the limited access to medium and long-term loans. In the lower part of the slide and on the left, hand signed, we have a circle diagram, and this shows the part of the financial gap that is due to the different sizes of the farms or lands. And almost 60%, that is 59% of the gap, affects small-sized farmers. In this case, a small farm is defined as one that has less than 20 hectares. That is why this result in Spain is not surprising, because in Spain this is a commonplace situation, because it's almost 80% of the sector. It's a small-sized farm. Another data that is even more eye-catching is that more than a third percent of this gap is due to limited access to financing for young farmers. This means farmers who are under 40, and this group represents only 7% of the total in the sector. That's why the part of the gap corresponding to them is really significant. It's estimated to be between 1 billion and 2 billion euros. Next slide, please. Now, in order to understand what is behind this result, let us try to decipher them without coming into much detail, because time doesn't allow us to do so. We will try to see some data on the demand side and on the supply side in terms of financing of the agricultural sector in Spain. First observation, first remark, there is an important demand amongst the farmers in Spain. Very strong demand. The blue is the demand, the blue bar, divided into short, medium, and long-term instruments and credit lines. And the medium or average in Europe is in red. So as you can see, the demand is significantly higher in Spain for all the products. In 2017, the year where this survey was carried out, 70% of the farmers demanded or applied for a loan, compared to 30% and the average in the EU. In fact, Spain was the country where we identified the highest demand in all of the European Union. And from that, almost 30% applied for a loan to family or friends, versus 11% on average in the European Union. At the same time, the credit supplied to the agriculture sector is growing. However, for other economic sectors in Spain, it is decreasing. Between 2014 and 2018, the credit supplied to the agriculture sector increased around 5%, a approximately, while the credit to other economic sectors decreased around 7%. Next slide, please. Here we can see the results of the loan applications. The results are divided into the financial products. There are short, medium, and long-term loans plus credit lines. The blue bars are positive applications where the farmer could be granted the loan at 100%. The yellow ones point out part of the applications that were rejected by the banks, and there is a comparison between Spain to the left and the European Union to the right. And what we can see here with these red circles is the comparison between the levels of products rejected by each product. I guess it's a bit difficult to understand. Maybe this is why it just went out. But, well, while the slide is coming back, there it is. As you can see, the levels of applications that were rejected are same or lower in Spain versus the rest of the European Union. They are between 10 and 14% depending on the product. But even so, these are significant levels. Now, what we can't see in this figure is we've seen, according to the results of the survey, that between 5 and 7% of the farmers, Spanish farmers, are discouraged from applying for loans because they feel fear to be rejected. They just don't even come into the bank to apply for a loan. Therefore, there's a situation in Spain that we can summarize by saying that the demand of financing is very high, and the access to financing expressed in terms of percentage in the sector is same or even better than for the rest of Europe. But the fact that there is such a high demand makes the real number of farmers to be viable but who have a limited access to financing is high. Therefore, the size of the gap is also significant. Next slide, please. And this leads us to the conclusion that I have on the first sentence, which is the existence of a gap is not a result of a dysfunctional market, but likely, it's likely to be due to the potential of further expansion because of a positive attitude for investments that we've observed. So why is there a gap? We've already explained that those that come into this gap are those people whose loans have been rejected, their applications have been rejected, or either farmers who have not accepted the offer for loans that the bank has provided because they do not agree with the conditions, for example. And they also include the farmers who were discouraged to just go to the bank and apply for a loan. The main problems that we have because of this gap are the following. One is the lack of collateral that farmers have. This affects small farms that have very limited fixed assets, and also young farmers, and those that are new entrants or new operators in the market. We notice that in Spain, banks grant a high importance to the existence of collaterals to grant loans. And this is probably an effect of the economic crisis that continues to make banks limit or avoid risks to the maximum extent. There's another problem, which is when a farmer doesn't have a credit history. There's a lack of credit history. Of course, this affects the young farmers most and the new entrants in the market. apart from the fact that the banks reject them because they do not have a credit history, there's also lack of experience and lack of business history of their company leads to more difficulties to be granted a loan. We also observe that a part of the sector has lack of financial knowledge or financial literacy. This makes getting a loan harder because it's difficult for them to understand what is the most appropriate loan that they should apply, how to create a business plan, etc. But the lack of financial knowledge also discourages the farmers to go to banks to ask for a loan. So these are the explanations.
So next slide. This led us to the recommendations we provided to the public administrations. In our reports, we included some recommendations that answer the question, what can we do to improve the access to financing to in the agricultural sector? And in the case of Spain, they can facilitate access to finance to in order to respond to the high demand of the sector. Here you see the main recommendations we included in the report. First, facilitate access to finance for small-sized farms, young farmers, and new entrants in the sector through the provision of guarantee instruments. Carolina already got into details on the instrument, the national instrument already existing, that we could recommend to implement this instrument in further regions so to be more accessible. These instruments or other instruments, so farmers in Spain can have access to them. For that, we should have additional assessments of needs at the regional level. Thirdly, we recommend to facilitate technical support to develop business plan and improve financial management for farmers. They can adapt to climate change or to mitigate the consequences of climate change to improve their infrastructures. Spain will be one of the most affected countries by the climate change, and watering will be a problem. In order to have a sustainable production, among other things, we should provide more investment for watering. But sometimes this investment, banks do not understand them because banks only see investment and profit. But there's limited knowledge of the agricultural sector, and therefore it's more difficult to have access to these financial. This is the reason behind this recommendation. And fourthly, we need to reinforce the credit feed, and we should allow the land purchase and rental and eligible actions and technical support to develop the business plan and improve financial management of farmers. In gray, I just wanted to stress some new possibilities that the new CAP offer precisely to address those topics that we include in the recommendations. But it has been already explained, so we can go to the next slide. Let's see the main results in the agri-food sector. I'll go more quickly in that because at the end of the day, the results are pretty similar between sectors. The only difference is that the estimated gap is smaller than in the agricultural sector. We expect that in the agri-food sector, the financing gap will be 783 million dollars, and 62% of the gap is due to constrain access to long-term loans. 78% of the gap affects small-sized enterprises. I mean, enterprises with less of 50 people in the staff, which is a huge percentage in Spain, which is not surprising. Here we can see the results of demands for finance. Sorry, I skipped a slide, I think. Yeah, we see the demand for finance, sorry. As we see for the agri-food sector, there's a huge demand for finance. In this figure, Spain, you can see Spain in blue and Europe in red. And in Spain, the demand for finance is higher with every financial products. And we see that in 2018, according to the results of the survey, 64% of the Spanish agri-food firms applied for loans compared to 46% for European countries. And just like the agriculture sector, credit of the agri-food sector is growing, whereas credit to other economic sectors in Spain is decreasing. Here we see the access to finance, the results of loan applications. And they're very similar to other European countries, or even better results, again, according to our survey. In yellow, we see the rejected loans, and in gray, the loans non-accepted by the enterprises, the agri-food companies, because they didn't agree to the terms, for instance. In Spain,5% of the applications are rejected, 2% of the applications are rejected by the enterprises, and 2% are pending. The ministry made a survey and they found out that 17% of applications were rejected. In the top of that, there's a group that is discouraged from applying of loans due to the fear of being rejected. This is 4% of the agri-food enterprises. They do not address the banks because they have this fear of being rejected, just as in the agriculture sector. In the demand for loans in the agri-food sector is very high, and the access to finance is also in good terms. Again, I'm sorry if I repeat myself, but the conclusions are still the same. The existence of a gap in this sector is not a result of a dysfunctional market, but it is likely to be due to the potential for further expansion of the market. The four main challenges are the following. First, as already seen, the lack of collateral and guarantees and the lack of credit history are a reason for main problems, especially for startups and SMEs. We saw that several stakeholders in the interviews, they said that there's a lack of financing for R&D. These loans normally are associated with high risk, and according to the interview, banks normally link being risk averse and lack of knowledge for the supply side of this investment, because they do not have sometimes the knowledge to understand this R&D investment. And another explanation on why there's limited financing to this sector is that the bureaucratic application processes are well tedious, and small enterprises lack of financial knowledge, and small size and micro enterprises do not comply sometimes with information requested by the banks. Next slide. And for the sector, also we provided some recommendations. What can be done to facilitate access to finance for the agri-food sector? First of all, we can facilitate access to finance for R&D investments, also to startups and young entrepreneurs through the provision of guarantee instruments. Second, we could explore the possibilities for setting up specific and focusing equity funds for the sector. Thirdly, we could assess the additional provision for technical support to small firms for developing business plan and improving financial management. And lastly, we should consider improving the specific financial instruments offer related to exports. For instance, an export credit insurance or an export guarantee. But export guarantees and insurance are not allowed to be financed with the financial instruments of FEDER. And so we should find another way. This was my presentation for today. Thank you for your attention. And of course, if you have any question or remark, I'll be happy to answer.